After confronting a resurgent Taliban last year, US and allied troops have been warned to expect an even greater onslaught in 2007. While American forces express confidence that they can defeat the enemy on the battlefield, the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Lieutenant General Carl Eikenbury, says that ultimately the war cannot be won by force alone.
The non-military aspects of success in Afghanistan are increasingly prominent. The delivery of education, the delivery of good governance, the delivery of justice systems, the delivery of a good economy.
Defense analyst John Pike says that in order to deliver, the American military is having to adapt.
The U.S. Army does know how to do this. It's just that not very many soldiers in the Army are trained in this particular specialty. So it's been very much a learning experience on the part of infantry, armor, artillery soldiers to learn these civil affairs skills and to apply them in practice.
In addition to their military duties, U.S. troops are helping to restore and, in many cases, create Afghan infrastructure. Colonel John W. Nicholson defines his troops' goal as separating the enemy from the general population.
It is there that we win this war, by connecting the Afghan government with the people and by transforming their environment. So at the end of that, they believe their best hope for the future is with the government of Afghanistan.
To bolster that government, international forces continue to train members of the Afghan National Army.
It is much better to shoot one at a time. You're more accurate that way.
It's another of the non-combat roles American troops are being called upon to perform. John Pike, who runs his defense-related website from offices in Alexandria, Virginia, says the perceived importance of civil affairs in counterinsurgency presents the U.S. military with a dilemma.
Finding the balancing act between being good at conventional and good at unconventional is a balancing act the U.S. military is still looking for. Unavoidably, getting better at the unconventional counterinsurgency operations is going to come at the sacrifice of some excellence in the stand-up fight. But I think that that's a sacrifice the U.S. Army is prepared to make.
Given Afghanistan's rugged terrain and the legacy of decades of warfare, it's a balancing act that American commanders expect to be performing for a long while. Malcolm Brown for VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。